Wisconsin school kids have been in class for about a month now, and for a lot of them, their classrooms may have fewer kids than they used to. That's in line with a trend researchers have been seeing for years now, with fewer and fewer kids enrolled in many schools. Sarah Kemp is a researcher with the School Enrollment Projections Program at the University of Wisconsin Applied Population Laboratory. She recently wrote about this in a piece for WisContext titled "Why More Wisconsin Schools Are Enrolling Fewer Students." Sarah, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be here.
Well, I know it varies from place to place. Who is seeing the biggest declines in enrollment in our schools around Wisconsin?
Probably the area where we're seeing the most decline, as I've probably mentioned before in other interviews with you, is rural schools.
And what are we seeing there? I was looking at some of the charts you had in your WisContext piece. There are some big numbers, almost a half declines in enrollment.
It depends on the area, but if you look at the state as a whole, we saw an 8% decline in rural districts, what we call rural districts. And in town districts, which are a little bit larger and a little closer to cities, they haven't declined quite as much, only at about a little over a percentage point in this 13-year window that I looked at.
Now, let's before we dig more into the specifics, let's talk statewide for a little bit, even though that could cover up differences from place to place. What are the overall trends we're seeing in Wisconsin?
So I did look at three different classifications or categories of enrollment. And the first was to look at grade grouping and overall population and change. And in the public schools, K-12, we saw a 5% decrease. Many school districts also added a 4K program over this time period. And so with the addition of that program, the decline wasn't as great, only 2% for the total. And then if we look at it by elementary, middle school, and high school, the greatest decline was in high school. And middle school and grade school were much less, only at 2%, whereas high school was at 10% of a decline in this 13-year window.
And this is driven in part by demographics, of course. What are we seeing on the state level that means we have fewer kids in school?
So we have fewer children because we are having fewer births. And so that is something that definitely affects the enrollment. We see what is happening when we see this decline in high school. It's largely due to sort of like the end of the millennials leaving, and this cohort that came after the millennials are much smaller, and they're in school right now. And so so we just have a smaller population from this next generation after the millennials.
And you look back at our overall in and out migration in Wisconsin, people coming in versus people coming out. And there were a couple periods where more of us, more younger people, look like we're leaving.
We've seen what I looked at was I looked at the movement both in the 1990s, the 2000s, and the 2010s. And we saw an increase in overall people moving in the 1990s, a little less so in the 2000s. But in from 2010 to 2015, we actually saw a decrease in people moving into the state. And the largest number of decline or less people coming in were that age group of childbearing age, so around 20 to 35. That was our age population that declined the most in the last, 5 years, 5-7 years.
We're talking to Sarah Kemp about her new WisContext piece titled "Why More Wisconsin Schools Are Enrolling Fewer Students." Well, now let's break it down kind of region by region. And let's start in urban. And there's kind of a tale of two types of cities here. What do you see when you look at urban districts?
So when we look at the urban districts and it's the fewest number of districts that we have in the state, about 18 districts, but it encompasses about 30% of the student population. And if you take out Milwaukee and Racine, which are two districts that declined quite considerably, 20 and 22%. If you remove those two districts, the rest of the districts pretty much remain steady. They balanced out each other, and there was pretty steady enrollment in this time period.
Now, Milwaukee and Racine, when you say that, one thing leaps to mind. Those were the first places that had, I think, the voucher school programs.
They are. So they are and Milwaukee, of course, has a long history of school choice. And so maybe the enrollment decline maybe is not as much of a factor. But Racine, I didn't look specifically at that, but certainly private schools do influence that enrollment.
And do we see urban areas around the state where there are increases, balancing that out a little bit?
I don't recall offhand which. For sure, Madison, it comes to mind as an area that has the county as a whole is our fastest growing county. And so we've seen an increase for certain in the Madison School District. But off the top of my head, I can't recall the others. But there's about five or six of them.
And then what are we seeing the middle group, the suburban districts?
And so then the suburban district, which would be those districts that surround the urban areas, that is the only area location type of district that has seen an increase of almost 7% in this 13-year window.
And is that a factor of just more people are moving to suburban areas?
So it is. I think it's largely driven by people moving into suburban areas. The birth numbers are also higher. The number of births that occur in suburban districts are higher than in other areas of the state. And that, of course, influences enrollment as well.
Let's take it back to the rural areas we started with. What is driving declines, big declines, in some of the districts you looked at?
So the rural districts, I've been studying these rural districts for quite some time now, and we just keep seeing a growing decline. And a large driver of that is an aging population, people aging in place. Our state as a whole is getting older. And fewer births, just families that may or may not be in the area, but just that the younger families are not necessarily moving to rural areas. And then in addition, just fewer births.
And there's a big consequence of that. And we've talked to you about this and you've written for Wisconsin in the past. Declining enrollment means funding difficulties often for these rural schools. Can you talk about that cascade effect?
That's correct. So we see... funding is tied to enrollment. And so if enrollment is declining, a district's funding, state aid, is also reduced. And they do take a three-year average to sort of soften that decline for funding in a district. But it definitely is affecting districts all around the state.
And even though you have fewer students, your building is the same size and you have to heat it just as much. And your buses probably have to drive just as many miles. So that can create quite a pinch for some of these
districts. That's right. So I don't know if you recall, back in 2016, we talked a lot about this in a piece that I wrote called Perfect Storm. And the same things were happening there are still happening today, where we are seeing, costs do not go down. If anything, they go up. Funding is going down, and then the enrollment. If you have 25 children in kindergarten or 10, you still have to hire a teacher to teach those students.
And part of the story you tell in your new piece is about birth rates among different demographic groups in Wisconsin. What did you see there?
We looked at the race ethnicity of the total population. We didn't look at it in a geographic sense, but we took the total state population or state student population. And we saw a decline in births with non-Hispanic white mothers and Indian, American Indian or Native American women also showed a decrease in the number of births that they were having in this time period, back to 2000, actually. Non-Hispanic Black and Asian and Latino population all saw increases in births.
And that might be factoring into where we're seeing obviously more kids in our schools, depending on how those different groups are distributed.
Yes, primarily there's about 10 to 11 counties where we see a little bit more of a diversity of population, student population. The total state has about 28%, almost 30% of the population is of a student of color. But it's not dispersed throughout the state. It tends to be more in pockets of areas in the state.
So with declining enrollment numbers, what are you watching for as new data comes in from year to year?
Well, we like to track this information because it's important for policymakers to know that what the demographic trends are for students, especially because it's tied to funding. And so that's a key piece, as well as it's just very helpful to just individual districts around the state to know what the trends are.
Sarah, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Thank you.
That was Sarah Kemp, researcher with the School Enrollments Projections Program at the University of Wisconsin Applied Population Laboratory. She was with us today to talk about a piece she wrote for WisContext titled Why More Wisconsin Schools Are Enrolling Fewer Students. You can find that online at wiscontext.org.